Hello, good morning, and welcome to yet another podcast by the Employment Department. My name is Adil Patel, and with me is,
Anli
and we are colleagues in the Employment Department. The theme for this month is managing employee relations during the third wave. We thought that it would be worthwhile to add something a bit more personal so that we can each experience what it's like going through employment during the third wave. Recently, in the United States, they've started terming it the Great Resignation. According to the Microsoft 2020 Work Trend Index, 41% of the workforce is considering leaving the employer this year. That's a staggering number. The cause for this trend are vast, but many are linked to people seeing their lives differently after nearly and a half of pandemic living. Anli was in the fortunate position where she had a pandemic baby, in that she gave birth during the pandemic. We are going to touch on her fears, her expectations of being a new mother during the pandemic and potentially reverting to full-time employment. Anli, tell us, what are your greatest fears as a new mother and working?
I think from a professional perspective, Adil, the greatest fear that I have, and which I know I share with a lot of other parents, is that things will return to normal from a professional perspective. And obviously we do want the work, and we want to continue working as we have, but we want to continue doing so from home. So what the pandemic has done is it's given us flexibility. And it's given us the ability to work from home and to manage the work-life balance, if I must put that in inverted commas, much better. It gives you time with your family, and it gives you time for things that are important, which puts you in a position to focus better once you are at work.
And what happens? What is the research telling you? And from your personal experience, if employers do not allow at least some sort of flexibility that has worked in your view during this period, what do you think people at your level will be doing?
So, from what I can see from conversations with friends and family and colleagues, is people from my generation are not hesitating, and I know not everyone is in this position, but they're not hesitating to reconsider their position and their employment if their employers are now reverting to the old model. And I think the reason for that is that at this point, from a corporate perspective specifically, and we do need to say that we're discussing corporate level, is there's no real need necessarily to go back to how it was. And if especially our generation, who's been asking to work from home for an extensive period of time, has now had the ability to do so and to show that it's working, when they're being requested to return to the office, they're quite aggrieved by that decision.
Thanks. And the second part, we know that South Africa does not have a mandatory vaccination policy as yet. Number of employers have not implemented a mandatory vaccination policy. Government has not implemented a mandatory vaccination policy. We know that in the United States, some countries and some states and some universities have sought to implement mandatory vaccination against COVID. If your employer forces you to return to work, what are your concerns from a pandemic perspective where they don't have a mandatory vaccination policy?
I think the concern is that there may be grounds to say that it's not safe, because all of a sudden we're in a position where you need to think wider than just your personal circumstances. I think especially if you have a young family, I think even for older colleagues who may be in a vulnerable position where if those protections aren't in place, then it may be a valid concern to say, if there's no need to return to the office, then it shouldn't be imposed on us unless there can be a valid operational requirement which expresses why we all need to go back to one building where we could do it just as effectively from home. And whether or not work can be performed from home is such a crucial question, and employers must never forget to ask that question before they start enforcing policies that may require a different approach.
Thank you, Anli. From what you can get from what we've spoken about, it is evident that to retain and attract new talent, we need to continue adapting to our changing needs. We must look at ways to foster cross-team collaboration, redesign systems to allow for flexible and hybrid work, but most importantly, we must find ways to keep our workplace safe. Otherwise, we will see the great resignation bearing fruit. Thank you.
Thanks, Ariel.